USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Early data from the new Omicron variant of COVID-19 does not indicate a great degree of danger.
There is an expectation that 30% of the non-vaxxers said under no circumstances would I get a vaccination because of the new variant are now saying, I'm going to get a vaccination.
Reports from South Africa, where it emerged, suggest hospitalization rates have not increased alarmingly. 98-year-old Senator Bob Dole, a son of Kansas and a World War II battlefield survivor, became one of the longest-serving Republican leaders. He passed in his sleep Sunday morning. A Myanmar court sentenced the country's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, on Monday to 4 years in prison on charges of inciting public unrest. The 76-year-old faces 11 charges in what many are calling politically motivated. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Let's get a COVID-19 Omicron variant update.
A third of U.S. states report cases of the new coronavirus variant, although the health officials are suggesting that it may be less dangerous than the previous Delta variant.
Thus far, the signals are a bit encouraging regarding the severity. But again, you got to hold judgment until we get more experience.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN's State of the Union. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky telling ABC's This Week, we can expect more cases in the coming days.
We know we have, several dozen cases, and we're following them closely, and we are every day hearing about more and more probable cases, so that number is likely to rise.
Walensky saying 99.9% of the cases in the U.S. are the Delta variant. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Detroit Lions won their first NFL game this year by beating the Vikings Sunday. The record is now 1-10-1. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Remembering Senator Bob Dole in his farewell speech before the Senate on June 11, 1996.
Majority Leader, Senator Dole of Kansas, is recognized.
I appreciate very much the resolution just passed. Will it be in big letters or neon? Or? I know it can't have any political advertising on it, but just to have the name out there in lights the next few months might be helpful. Well, I want to thank all of my colleagues. And I want to go back 136 years ago this summer. A committee arrived in Springfield, Illinois. Senator Simon probably knows the story. To formally notify Abraham Lincoln that the Republican Party had nominated him to run for president. And history records that Lincoln's formal reply to the news was just two sentences long. And then as he surveyed the crowd of friends, as I surveyed the crowd of friends here in the galleries and on the floor, who had gathered outside his home, he said, "And now I will no longer defer the pleasure of taking each of you by the hand." So I guess as Lincoln said then, 136 years ago, if all of us who are leaving this year, and I'm only one, I know we have the same thoughts and the same emotions, if we could all go out and shake hands of all the people who are responsible for us being here, it would take a long, long time. You begin with your family.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.